when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 187 of the 80%. Wisdom evolves through time. Every day, new things are discovered, existing information is updated, and old truths that have long been forgotten are remembered. Today, let's explore why a growth mindset is essential and how dynamic learning helps in achieving financial and personal success. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Alvin Toffler is an American writer and futurist. Napakaganda nung sinabi ni Alvin, dahil para sa akin, naniniwala ako na information age na tayo. Ang daming mga bagong discoveries, mga bagong mga information na ina-update niya yung mga old beliefs natin, and kailangan tayo, meron tayong growth mindset para baguhin, i-adapt, or i-accept yung mga bagong facts na nadi-discover. Isang very simple na example na naiisip ko, yung bloodletting, alam nyo ba yon na dati, I'm not sure kung kailan, mga 17th, 16th century, yung bloodletting, yung hindi ka magdo-donate ng dugo eh. Bubutasan ka, tapos dadalo yung dugo mo kasi apparently it's good for the body daw. No? So that's an old belief. And I think sa medicine, maraming mga ganun eh, mga old beliefs na ito, okay ito. And in fact, may mga ingredients or may mga gamot nga dati na akala nila may medicinal properties, pero upon further studies and research, na-discover nila na masama pala siya sa katawan, di ba? Yung coke, di ba? Meron siyang traces of cocaine, and eventually na-discover na it's an addictive and it's bad for the body, so hindi na siya part of legal substances that we can consume. So things like that. In the perspective of financial literacy or personal finance, I can understand yung mga medyo matatanda na sinasabi nila na okay naman na itago yung pera or yung savings sa time deposit. Kasi particularly in the Philippines, nung 70s, 80s, sobrang taas talaga ng interest rate ng time deposit. I remember seeing a time deposit certificate na 10%, 11% yung binibigay. 11% per annum. Isipin nyo yung ganun kataas. So if you were an adult during that time, I can understand na mas okay na sa time deposit kasi ang taas naman na binibigay niyan. Kahit na through the years, nag-depreciate na yung interest rate na binibigay ng isang time deposit, the markets have changed, and sa panahon ngayon, ang best performing currently, syempre yung I would say Pag-ibig MP2 and the stock market, those are the sabihin na natin stable and good earning paper assets that we have right now, not the time deposit anymore. So it's very important that we keep ourselves updated kasi pag sinabi nating illiteracy, particularly, hindi naman yan nagre-refer sa pagsusulat at saka pagbabasa. Although, of course, those are basic skills. But it's also important to learn the skill of being able to learn, unlearn, and relearn. So may mga financial skills, financial habits na dapat binabago na natin yung ating belief doon. Tapos may mga old beliefs na nakalimutan na na dapat ay nire-relearn natin. For example, very apparent ngayon or very widespread yung concept of working smart instead of working hard. And sa mga nakakausap ko na mga Gen Z, talagang very passionate sila about working smart. And may ilan sa kanila, nakakalimutan nila yung value of working hard. I believe that hard work is still a key ingredient to success. So kung meron kang venture or meron kang pinupursue na passion mo, kailangan mo ng hard work. Sometimes yung hard work, yan yung nagsiset up sa'yo to find mga systems that you can automate so that you can later on work smart. That's one of the things that I think a lot of people should relearn. Mas nagiging focus na yung working smart rather than dun sa working hard. Dapat pareho sila na binibigyan ng effort. Sa mga investors, alam nyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka rin pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Yung concept of passive income, maraming nagiging obsessed sa passive income. I can understand, syempre maganda yung may passive income ka, but still, yung active income, that's also very important. Karamihan ng mga nakakausap ko na mga young urban professionals din, they are so obsessed with creating passive income na hindi nila naiisip na yung active income, that's actually a stepping stone towards creating passive income. Gusto nila pure passive income kagad or passive income kagad yung ginagawa nila. But I tell them, for example, a business, at first, it's active income. At first, you really need to put in a lot of hard work. Pero once the business grows, once na maging stable na yan, you can definitely hire more people to do the work. Tapos, eventually, magiging passive income na siya kasi hindi ka na directly involved dun sa day-to-day operations niya. So, it's now passive income for you. So, yung mga ganyang concept, nakakalimutan yung active income and you working hard kasi yung mga success stories kasi it's always emphasized on working smart. Yung mga motivational speakers, it's always talking about working smart and pursuing passive income. So very important sa akin itong sinabi ni Alvin Toffler kasi it's a reminder na very important to adapt to the changing times and also to never forget yung ating growth mindset. So the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Last na lang, no? May makilala ako. Takot pa rin gumamit ng mga e-wallet. Ayaw pa rin gumamit ng mga banking apps. Kasi mas secure yung feeling nila na passbook, ATM yung ginagamit nila and cash. Passbook, credit card, cash ang mga financial or mga banking tools nila. Sabi ko, sayang kasi may mga opportunities yung mga digital wallets, di ba? Mga digital banks. I remember isang pinsan ko, ayaw mag-open ng savings account sa mga digital banks kasi gusto niya yung banko niya merong physical branch. Gusto niya may nakikita siya, may nakakausap siyang tao, may napupunta na siyang branch. But syempre siya, he is missing out on the income opportunities, high interest opportunities na ino-offer ng mga digital banks. Isipin nyo, ano ba yung mga beliefs nyo ngayon na nag-update na pala at kailangan natin matutunan yung bagong paraan? We have to challenge these beliefs and check and be critical if we are actually missing out a good opportunity for ourselves. So again, the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.